Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are opening up Chapter 20 of the RAFT program. That's R-A-F-T, pronounced just like the word raft. And this chapter, well, it gets right to the heart of accessing our inner power for a more purposeful life.
It really does. This is a deep dive into the very core of change. I mean, if the earlier chapters were about, you know, mapping the terrain and setting up our ethical commitments, Chapter 20 really provides the engine.
The engine, okay.
We're talking about establishing four crucial inner skills. It's the motivation, the focus, and the wisdom we need to turn life's challenges into, well, opportunities for real growth.
Okay, let's unpack that. Our mission today is to distill these forces, which the RAFT program calls the four creative powers. We want to understand not just what they are, but more importantly, how you can actually deploy them to move successfully toward freedom. And you brought a quote to get us started that really sets the scene.
I did. It comes from Gautama, the Buddha. And it just beautifully illustrates the intentionality behind all this work. He said, "Just as the river Ganges slants, slopes, and inclines towards the east, so too a person who develops and cultivates the four spiritual powers slants, slopes, and inclines towards freedom."
Wow. Slants, slopes, and inclines. That suggests a sort of natural, steady movement, doesn't it? Not a frantic battle.
Exactly. It's about setting the gravitational pull of your life toward a meaningful destination. Deliberately.
And these four creative powers are the forces that make that happen. So they are: noble desire, courageous energy, the heart's compass, and fearless investigation.
And the RAFT program uses a perfect metaphor for this. If your life's journey is a voyage on a raft, right, across a turbulent river, these four powers are the inner energy that's actually driving you forward.
Let's start with the fuel, then. The first one, noble desire. The word desire can get a bad rap, you know? It gets associated with craving or always wanting more. How does the RAFT program define it?
That's a great point. Here, noble desire is the spark. It's defined as the wholesome energy of aspiration, of commitment, and it's directed towards genuinely meaningful goals. The crucial distinction is that it's not craving.
So what's the difference?
Noble desire is motivation that comes from your intrinsic values, things like clarity or kindness or health. Craving, on the other hand, is usually driven by aversion or a sense of lack, running away from something.
I like that, but I have to ask, does this risk making us too passive? I mean, if we're only moving toward inspiration, are we avoiding the hard work of confronting the difficult habits we need to break?
That's a really thoughtful question. And no, noble desire isn't passive at all. It's highly focused. Think of it like this. You are running towards something so fulfilling that the gravitational pull of the old, unhelpful habits just naturally weakens. It shifts the entire motivational framework.
So you're working for something better, not just fighting something bad.
Exactly. It gives you the why.
So noble desire is the spark, the inspiration. But we need more than that for the long haul. That brings us to the second power, courageous energy.
Yes. Courageous energy is that persistent, balanced, and courageous application of effort. This is what actually propels the raft. It translates the intention of noble desire into consistent, effective actions over time, especially when you face challenges.
You know, in our culture, we often confuse persistence with just brute force, with hustle culture. How does the RAFT material make sure this is courageous energy and not just a fast track to burnout?
The word courageous is absolutely key. It implies there's wisdom in the pacing. Persistence without balance leads to exhaustion. And that's when drifting from our chosen course happens. Courageous energy is about having the strength to show up every day, but also the wisdom to know when to rest and recalibrate.
So it's not about maximum output.
Not at all. It's about sustainable presence, steady movement.
That consistency keeps the raft moving. Okay, next up, we need to know where we're going. And that's where the heart's compass comes in.
This is our capacity for compassionate awareness and stable focus. It's what allows us to stay present, anchored, and emotionally balanced, especially when the waters of life get choppy.
So it's like a navigational gyroscope.
That's the perfect term for it. A caring navigational gyroscope. It maintains our direction and keeps us centered and grounded.
Right. So noble desire gets us excited. Courageous energy keeps us moving. But the heart's compass stops us from veering off course because of stress or some strong emotion. It's the regulator.
Exactly. It prevents that internal turbulence from becoming an external disaster. It grounds you in the present moment, which is really the only place where you can make a wise choice.
Okay. That brings us to the last one, fearless investigation. This sounds like the raft's intelligent diagnostic system.
It is. It's the power of inquiry. It's about cultivating a reflective curiosity, adaptive learning, wise reflection, and, you know, critical thinking. It makes sure we're not just rowing hard in a straight line without looking up.
So you're constantly checking the map, checking the environment.
Yes, and adjusting your strategy based on what you learn. It's the feedback loop.
Like a pilot's pre-flight checklist and post-flight debrief, all rolled into one system, you're always analyzing cause and effect.
That's a great analogy. It ensures you don't keep making the same mistakes. Together, these four attitudes, desire, persistence, focus, and inquiry, they really empower us. The program says they act like an alchemist transforming base metals into gold, turning every challenge into a chance for deeper insight.
Okay, this is great, but let's get practical. The RAFT program itself is built on the four resolves: recognizing, abandoning, moving toward freedom, and training. How do these creative powers directly support that action plan?
They map onto it directly. Each power underpins a major part of that plan.
Okay, let's break that down. Noble desire. That sounds like it fuels the resolve to cultivate new things.
Correct. It provides the why for cultivating healthy activities and connections. It's the magnetic north for your aspiration.
And courageous energy. That sounds like it reinforces the resolve to prevent and abandon.
Yes. You need that sustained effort to interrupt those deeply ingrained patterns. That energy helps you prevent triggers and actively abandon the old, unhelpful habits.
Then, to keep all that up, the heart's compass must stabilize the resolve to maintain the progress you've made.
That stabilizing focus is paramount, yes. It grounds us, supporting the resolve to maintain beneficial practices, making sure we don't get tossed around by daily stresses.
Which leaves fearless investigation, so that guides the training process itself.
Exactly. It's the learning loop. It helps us analyze challenges, respond wisely, and refine our approach. It ensures the training is actually effective, not just, you know, endless repetition of something that isn't working.
This all sounds incredible in theory, but we all know the bonds of compulsion are incredibly powerful. Where do people usually get tripped up? The program acknowledges that drifting from our chosen course is common, and it frames it not as a failure, but as an opportunity.
That framing is so important. It's a chance to strengthen insight. The materials explain that when people return to the dangerous shore, it happens in a predictable cycle. Gautama detailed this through his insights into craving and clinging.
And understanding that cycle is the first step to interrupting it.
Yes.
So walk us through that sequence of events that can lead to falling overboard.
Okay. It starts with craving arising. Mm-hmm. This is usually triggered by a thought, an emotion, or some external cue like stress or even boredom.
And then?
Then comes clinging. This is where the mind fixates. It obsesses over satisfying that desire. If our mindfulness is a bit wobbly at this point, the result is the slip, the falling overboard.
And that leads to the final step, which is?
Suffering. The inevitable regret, the shame, the distress that always follows.
So the real power lies in using the four creative powers to break that cycle before the clinging becomes action. How does noble desire help with that initial craving?
Noble desire works by replacing the pull of the unwholesome habit with a much stronger, wholesome motivation. Instead of focusing on what you're avoiding, you focus on what you're gaining, the health, the clarity, the genuine connection.
Are there practical tips for that?
Absolutely. Engaging in purposeful activities like meditation or service to others, and especially using the power of gratitude, you actually write down how your life is better now. It shifts the mind away from a sense of lack.
And courageous energy must step in during those low energy moments, right? When the old patterns want to reemerge.
That's exactly its role. When stress or boredom hits, the brain wants that old, easy comfort. Courageous energy helps by creating a strong daily structure. A solid routine, a routine of meditation, physical activity, good food. It all acts as a powerful friction that slows that drift toward impulsive behavior. You're building a hull that resists the waves.
Reinforcing the hull of the raft, I like that. So what about the heart's compass? How does it help when a slip has just happened or is about to?
It provides this strong, caring, unwavering commitment. The focus is on immediate recommitment. You can use affirmations, things like, my journey is towards freedom, I choose clarity over craving. And most importantly, if you do fall overboard, you immediately reset your intention. You recommit right then.
Instead of spiraling into guilt.
Yes, because that guilt is another form of suffering that compounds the problem. It's easier to grab the side of the raft right after you fall in than to wait until the current has dragged you 100 yards away.
Minimize the damage. Choose again.
Precisely.
And finally, fearless investigation. This helps us break those unconscious loops by looking at the triggers.
Yes, this is where you cultivate crucial insight, cause and effect. You start to identify your high-risk situations. When are you most vulnerable? You ask the deeper questions. What is the need beneath this craving? Is it comfort, distraction, connection.
And then you can practice mindfulness of the craving itself.
Exactly. You observe it without reacting. You label the thought, this is just a craving, it is not who I am. And you watch it arise and fade, reminding yourself that all urges are impermanent. The materials even suggest a powerful acknowledgement, I see you, Maura, as a way to recognize the urge without giving it your power.
So the wise response to a slip isn't blame. It's analysis and immediate focused action.
Acknowledge it without guilt. Analyze the warning signs with fearless investigation. Recommit immediately with the heart's compass. And remember the long-term vision from your noble desire.
One setback doesn't erase all the progress.
Not at all. The key is to transform that setback into data for your system.
You know, what's fascinating here is how these concepts connect so strongly with modern science and psychology. That has to help reinforce their power.
Oh, absolutely. When you connect this to the bigger picture, you see these four creative powers validated in modern research. In neuroscience, for instance, noble desire maps directly onto intrinsic motivational pathways,
which are proven to be more sustainable than extrinsic rewards.
That's right. And courageous energy is linked to executive function planning, impulse control, all happening in the prefrontal cortex.
And the heart's compass.
That relates to our attention and emotional regulation networks. While fearless investigation links directly to cognitive flexibility, the ability to change your perspective and learn adaptively.
Psychologically, this aligns so well with things like self-determination theory or the study of grit and perseverance. It's all there.
It is. It's about building a comprehensive, resilient, internal operating system. Maintaining your course isn't just about resisting old habits. It's about building a life so meaningful that the pull of the dangerous shore just diminishes.
That is a wonderful summary. This has been a deep dive into Chapter 20 of the RAFT to Freedom workbook, which is written by Dr. Catherine Jacob and Vince Cullen, and they are generously making the entire 66 chapters freely available online. You can find that resource at raft2freedom.org.
And before we close, for everyone who has followed us through this, maybe just take a moment to reflect. Which of the four creative powers, noble desire, courageous energy, the heart's compass, or fearless investigation, which one would be most helpful for you right now, at this moment? Think about what specific power you need to nurture today to keep your raft on course.
A great question to sit with. And as you continue building that new life, remember this powerful thought.
The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Dan Millman.